name. I hope it hurts, I hope you cry, like I did every night. I hope that karma follows you for all the things you put me through. You had me so confused. You drank my whole world dry, lie after lie, lie after lie. Yeah, your whole life's a high, lie after lie, lie after lie. Did you think I would end all the lies after the lies? Did you think I would end? Identity. It was a blessing in disguise as you opened up my eyes to the strength I had inside. You drank my whole world dry, lie after lie, lie after lie. Yet your whole life's a high, lie after lie, lie after lie. Did you think I wouldn't find all the lies after the lies? Did you think I wouldn't keep my head?
Samantha Fitzpatrick Band, Above Blue Waters, here on Near Rocks. Before that, you heard from Backstage Politics, We, The Natives, Constellations, and Tropodelic started us off, and Grits. And joining us in the studio, Jason, introduce them for us.
We have the Samantha Fitzpatrick Band. How you guys doing?
Hello, hello.
Wonderful.
And why don't you introduce yourselves into the nice microphones there?
I'm John O'Yole. I'm the bass player. I'm the low end.
Yeah, the low end. And I am Samantha Fitzpatrick, and I'm the vocal end and the rhythm end.
So you don't want to say high end. You went that way. That was good.
Yeah, because that could probably be misconstrued, you know?
We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's great to have you in here.
Yeah.
You know, you're one of those names I was talking to Eric about. I've known you through so many people for years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to finally have you in here and have your music. And we've been playing tracks off the album that was released, 2012, correct?
I believe so, yeah. August of 2012.
A lot of good stuff up there. Of course, that last tune was your title track.
Yes, Above Blue Waters.
There you go. So good to have you in here, like we said. And you've got a lot of stuff going on coming up.
We do. I'm really excited about it all.
Why don't you tell us about this weekend? What do you have happening?
Well, this weekend is a really, really, really awesome event. It's called the Rescue Rock Off, and it's actually this Sunday, March 9th. It takes place at the Willoughby Brewing Company. It's from noon to 5 o'clock, and all the proceeds go to the Lake County Humane Society. So it's a really, really great benefit to help all of the animals and stuff at the shelter. So, and there's five different bands playing. A lot of the bands, I know all the bands there. They're great, great bands, great people. So it's a lot of fun. Our band, the Samantha Fitzpatrick Band, starts the whole day off at noon.
Very good. Now, you're going to have the entire band there
playing? We will. We will. Yeah, we have Ed Michaels on saxophone. He's going to be playing that. He does all the lead work. And then John O'Yole on the bass. He also does lead work and stuff on his bass and does the, you know,
right.
He kicks some major butt, major hiney on the low end.
On the low end.
The low high end.
Right. And then we have Alex Dominish on the drums. He also does some vocals, too. He's really, really great. And then I'll be singing and playing guitar.
Now, that's one of the things.
And not only do you play bass, and when we say bass, we mean you actually play the upright bass.
Yeah.
As I said, it's not just an electric bass here.
It's not a cello. It's a bass.
Yeah, everyone's always like, man, that's a cool cello.
Everywhere I go, what cello?
I'm sure your response is, I wish it only weighed as much as a cello.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, that's one of the things about your band, and I was kind of shocked, and you and I talked about this before. The first time I heard you live, I was expecting, the volume to be a little lower. And I guess it makes sense with the big bass there. You have a big sound. I think a lot of people kind of misinterpret that about you.
They do. And they see the acoustic guitar, the first things that they either think is country or folk, which I absolutely love both genres. But it's kind of, misrepresents a little bit of what we do because we are a very, very high energy jam band. We do covers because we play in bars and that kind of thing. And we make them our own and we jam out to them, but we also do play our originals as well. So.
And you've kind of taken a different path where a lot of bands have done, you know, they'll play the grog shop, they'll play the Beachland Ballroom, they'll play, you know, these traditional, you know, four or five venues to kind of get their original music out. You're kind of taking a different route with it.
Yeah, I wanted to take the best of both worlds. I have friends in the original scene, I have friends in the cover scene, and both are great. I absolutely love going out and watching bands in both scenes. But I kind of wanted to do a different approach and take the best of both worlds. You know, having originals, I can still sell CDs and merch, go on radios and a couple TV stations that only allow original artists, which is awesome. But then we can also play in the cover band scene and play covers and stuff and build up a following that way. So we kind of get the best of both worlds as far as, you know, incorporating both.
So when you're out playing mostly covers, do you sneak originals in?
Oh, yeah, we do.
And how do people typically react?
There's actually people that request. They scream them out and they play Whiskey Round, play Whiskey.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay,
so
sweet.
That's great.
Gives us even more like, okay, all right, we want to play our originals, you know, when they ask us that, so.
Right, yeah, the last show we did, we just played a Friday at the local tavern in Menor, and it was a huge, huge following. It was such an amazing show. We were so thankful for everyone to come out, and people were out there dancing, and they were dancing to all of our covers that we were doing, and, you know, I almost think that it's kind of, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this word, but takes a lot of courage to go when people are actually out on the dance floor and dancing to covers to throw an original in there. And we did it. And we threw an original as they're out there dancing and they were still dancing and they're singing along to it. And that's like the best feeling in the world is, man, we've, you know, captured their attention with an original. We still have it with an original. They're dancing and they're singing to it, whether they know it or not. They think they know
right.
it. And they're, you know,
well,
singing along to
funny.
It.
Well, it's actually funny. I watch people come in that I've never seen before, and we play our songs, and they're out over there singing all the lyrics, like, to the whole song. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Who are these awesome. People? Where'd they come from?
So, well, why don't we hear something?
All right, yeah, we'll play a tune for you. This is one that we don't really get to play out as much just because, like you said, we do like to try to keep a very high-energy show. This one's a little bit more low-key. This is on the album, and this one's called Me Amore. And I'm going to try to not sound like Kermit the Frog for you tonight. apparently, I woke up, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm all stuffed up. So,
we've got the Samantha Fitzpatrick Band live on Neorox.
Ooh. felt so safe. All of my tears were now replaced. You are my safety. Me more. You are my reassurance. Me amor. When I had a question, you answered it in the right fashion. You love the answers that I need and do not want to hear. You show me everything about me that at first is not clear. You are my reasoning. Me more. I will always trust in you. Me amor. Just got home. You came right over, so I would not be alone. You laid right next to me. You kissed me gently. I felt so much better as I fell asleep. You are my comfort. Me more. I will always love you. Me more. You are.
Thank you very much.
Samantha Fitzpatrick Band here on Neo Rocks and a track called Me Amore.
Yes.
And
good stuff. Now one of the things that obviously you don't have saxophone here right now today, but that's kind of one of the interesting things that when I first heard you, I picked up on, kind of unique with your sound.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come into play as far as the sax sound goes with your music and all your recorded tracks? I always wanted to ask you this. I never actually did. But there's kind of like a, you've got a fusion thing going on between the country, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of everything going on. So where did that part come from?
That all kind of happened by chance.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
We had so many guitar players.
Right. That didn't work out. We tried a whole bunch of everything.
Did you?
We did. Jono and I have been playing together for what, like 4 or 5 years now? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the whole reason why we kept to the name, because I mean, I started out playing shows by myself and booking them, and then ran into Jono, and yeah, we kind of took off as the two piece and did a lot of that all over. And then, yeah, we tried out a couple different people with different things, and then we ended up just finding a sax. And that was by happen chance. We ended up playing a show, and he was outside of one of the bars we were playing at and had a sax and was like, hey, do you mind if we sit in? And I was like, no, go get it. So, yeah, jumped in, and then we absolutely loved it and just kept it. So,
so he just randomly at a show just jumped in with you and just played along?
Yeah. Yep.
That takes courage,
yeah.
Getting somebody else up on stage with you.
Yeah, it does. I mean, he's played with like other bands and stuff that we've seen around, and definitely knew that he was a phenomenal saxophone player. So, you know, with that being said, I mean, it was kind of like a no brainer. I was like, yeah, get your hiney up here and play some tunes.
Okay.
So.
Well, of course, as you discussed, you are playing this weekend. Now, I was surprised to hear that you have never actually played down in Nashville.
No, I haven't even been to Nashville, and I was just talking to a couple different people about it. I'm like, you know, this feels like the summer for me to just like take a road trip and open up my guitar case somewhere and just play on the Nashville streets. And hide from the cops.
That means you're going to be playing very softly then, most likely.
Probably.
Well, that's funny. And you and I had a chance to talk before about all the great bands here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorites?
As far as like the local artists and stuff.
Cleveland bands.
I definitely, definitely love Dan McCoy and the Standing Eights. Dan McCoy is an extremely talented guy. I've actually, it's kind of a long running joke, inside joke. I've kind of been called the female version of Dan McCoy because he's been around a lot longer than I have up here in Cleveland. And he does everything from cover, he has cover band, solo stuff, and then his couple original bands. And he's fantastic. He's actually going to be at the Rescue Rock Off too. So. I'm excited.
And I was actually just joking with Sean Brewster of Old Boy, you know, suggesting that you two are very similar as well.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Sean Brewster and I definitely have some amazing conversations. I've told you that before. I freaking love, like, running into him, and we'll just sit there and talk about anything and everything all day.
The level of fear that I now have of one day having the two of you in studio together.
Me and Sean?
Feeding off of each other. I may not say an entire word the entire show.
Probably not between the two of us. I mean, that was, well, you and I, Jason, yesterday we were chatting and stuff, and I mean, it was just nonstop crazy conversations.
And Sean, once you wind him up, it's like, wow, just let him go.
I think I've had many conversations with him, too.
If you did, you cannot forget it. That's
I love those kinds of conversations. Yes. I feed off that stuff, so.
So are you working on anything else coming up? Are you getting into studio again soon or plans to?
Yes. I mean, I am currently working on stuff. It's kind of a,
what people need to do is go to SamanthaFitzpatrickBand.com and stay tuned because you'll have plenty of good stuff coming
up. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
So I'm excited.
I answered that for us, sorry.
No, that's fine. Yeah, SamanthaFitzpatrickBand.com. And I am also, which is another, well, that's actually, this is a five-letter word I'm not allowed to say. I'm a Facebook... I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
You're okay with that one.
You had me nervous. You're like, you're not allowed to say these words on the air. And I'm like, well, dang it, that's like my whole vocabulary. So
hence why I'm being so quiet.
Right. So yeah, I am slightly a Facebook whore, so I am constantly on Facebook, and so if anyone wants to go on there and like the page or add me as a friend or follow me at all, you know, I'm definitely down for that.
So how do they find you on that old Facebook thing?
Facebook.com/SamanthaFitzpatrickBand.
There you go.
Well, why don't we hear for something else? Or do you feel up to playing something else?
Yeah, for sure.
Why don't we hear something?
I think I'm able to breathe a little bit more at the moment in between the sniffles. Oh, man.
So what do you have for us now?
This one is actually a song that's not on the album. So this is one of our newer songs. This is a song I wrote that's kind of about the... you know, you tend to see a lot of male musicians out there typically. I mean, there is a lot of female, but there's generally, you know, more males. And so this was kind of a song written about what it's like to date a female musician. And this one's called A Girl Like Me.
Samantha Fitzpatrick Band live on New York Rocks.
is one big melody, and I just wanna play. Let me change my guitar strings.
Samantha Fitzpatrick Band live on Neo Rocks, track called Girl Like Me.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Tell people once again, where can people see you this weekend?
This weekend you can see us on Sunday, March 9th from noon to 5 o'clock. They have five bands playing. We're the one that starts at noon. It's at the Willoughby Brewing Company in downtown Willoughby. And it's the Rescue Rock Off. And all the proceeds go to the Lake County Humane Society.
I'm going to be all spiffed up, too.
He is. He's got a show for the Euclid Orchestra right after. Yeah. So that's how talented this man is over here. Plays in the orchestra
my
and everything.
Suit and tie.
I
hate it.
Just watching you play. So, because I was just working the Lakeland Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
And all of the adjudicators, every time they saw an upright bass, they looked at the kid and said, I want to see the strings move. I want to be able to see the strings move from far away.
Right.
You are an example of that.
I was actually trying because I got my fingers are all blistered from this weekend. So.
Yeah, anytime I
usually try to take Mondays off, but
right. Anytime I try, I complain about like my wrists or my fingers hurting. He's like, I don't even want to hear it. His strings are so much thicker than mine, and having to play that stand-up bass, I tried and I was like, oh my god.
What I'm learning tonight is that you guys are a very violent band because I know that you had Samantha, you had a wrist. Situation going there a little.
Well, Jason, we do like to get down with the get down. So
apparently so. Now you're never going to hurt the audience. Right? This is just an all internal type thing.
Okay. It depends.
Okay.
When we say high energy, we mean high energy.
Wow.
So.
And again, website.
SamanthaFitzpatrickBand.com. That has where we're playing at, and then also to a better place to. Check out, you know, on a daily basis what's going on is facebook.com/SamanthaFitzpatrickBand. Or for you Twitter followers out there, everything I post on Facebook is directly linked to Twitter. So if you just do Twitter, you can always go to Sam Fitz Band.
And that's with the Z.
Fitz Band.
Yeah, F-I-T-Z. Yes.
Very cool. Well, we got one last track from you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
So we've got Whiskey Round coming up now.
Yeah. Good one.
So check out Sunday at the
Willoughby Brewing Company.
Willoughby Brewing Company.
Rescue Rock Off.
The Rescue Rock Off.
Noon.
And say hi to the guy in the tie.
I'm going to make everybody else dress up.
It's a good choice. Samantha Fitzpatrick, Whiskey Round right now on Neo Rocks.
Step into the bar about 8:45. I'm surrounded by a bunch of guys. I take a seat next to one at the bar, hoping that my smile will go far. He nods his head, raises his hand, that the bartender. Around. I move on to the dance floor as the music slows. I shake my hips to a dip as the beat flows. Another spots me across the room. He takes a breath from my perfume, then nods his head, raises his hand at the bartender.